the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Did you know that we're in all the corners of your world? We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and we're online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up on the show, snakes and bikes. Not in the same story, though. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
NATO leaders are meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin a day after they agreed that two Soviet states, Ukraine and Georgia, two former Soviet states, would eventually become part of the alliance. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
NATO didn't formally put Ukraine and Georgia on track for membership, but did say in a communique that the alliance agrees these countries will become members of NATO. Ukraine's president, Viktor Yushchenko, called it historic and said that Ukraine's Euro-Atlantic interests are not directed against any country. As he tried to allay Russian concerns, so too will NATO allies. President Bush is to end his trip in the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi for what he calls a heart-to-heart discussion with Putin, as both men near the end of their terms. Mr. Bush will also be meeting Putin's successor, Dmitry Medvedev.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman reporting. A United Nations war crimes tribunal has cleared a former commander of the Kosovo Liberation Army of all charges. The commander, who also served briefly as prime minister of Kosovo, was facing charges of murder, persecution, and torture of Kosovar Serbs. The judges in the case cited vague evidence and widespread fear among witnesses in their verdict. Another commander who was facing similar charges was also acquitted, while a third defendant was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Pope Benedict XVI is scheduled to pay a visit to the U.S. this month, and this week he added two meetings with Jewish leaders to his itinerary. The Pope is set to visit the Park East Synagogue in New York on April 18th. It will be the first time a Pope has ever visited a synagogue in the United States. Pope Benedict is also scheduled to meet with Jewish attendees at an event in Washington the following day. The timing of the events may make it difficult for some Jewish leaders to attend, though. The weekend of the Pope's visit coincides with Passover. Finally, today, April 4th, 2008, marks the 40th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. It's a memory that's etched deep into the soul of Memphis, Tennessee. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated there when he came to support the sanitation worker strike of 1968. From member station WKNO, here's Candace Ludlow.
All week, people have descended upon Memphis to commemorate and remember Martin Luther King Jr. It's a week chalked with events, marches, and renewed commitment for equality in America. Two marches are scheduled today. The first begins on Beale Street through downtown to the Lorraine Motel, now the National Civil Rights Museum. The second march begins in the afternoon. Last night, the National Civil Rights Museum honored Dr. King with an evening of remembrance. Close colleagues, preachers, and civil rights leaders told stories about the early days of the civil rights movement through King's final hours. Jesse Jackson made two appearances last night at the Remembrance event and the Mason Temple, where King gave his famous "I've been to the mountaintop" speech on that stormy night before he was killed.
That was a report from Candace Ludlow from member station WKNO. And that's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.